across Western New York at 100.9, 103.7, 104.3, 104.9, and 105.5. This is WCJW, Warsaw, Batavia, Arcade, Avon, and Geneseo. Today's favorites and the legends. Western New York's CJ Country.
We know the day starts early down on the farm. That's why we bring you the CJ Agribusiness Report during the 5 a.m. hour. News and features from across the Northeast, the latest information from Washington, and right here in CJ Country. So let's get started as Andrew McRae takes us to the American countryside.
She served as Nebraska's first female U.S. Senator. She also managed a large Sand Hills ranch and had quite a collection of one item that still draws folks to the property today. Her story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
Arthur and Eve Bowring were involved in the Republican Party, with Arthur serving as a county commissioner and state legislator. When Arthur died, Eve managed the ranch in Merriman. In 1954, she became a first for the state of Nebraska.
She was asked by Governor Crosby to fill the seat of Senator Griswold, who passed away, to fill out his term for 7 months. And she reluctantly accepted it and became the first Nebraska woman senator.
She served the remaining 7 months of the senator's term and remained active in politics.
She became friends with President Eisenhower. He was very impressed with her, so he elected her to the Board of Parole. She served on that for about 10 years and became well known in Washington.
Eve continued to work in Washington, D.C., as well as manage the ranch here in northern Nebraska.
She wanted to leave this ranch into the hands of somebody that would maintain it the way it was. So she felt that it was best to gift it to the Nebraska Game Parks Commission, to where we would run it as a working cattle ranch today.
And not just a ranch, but one with a specific herd that grazed here.
So in her will, she made sure that it was still a working ranch and that it would still be maintained with the Hereford herd.
And there's something else that draws visitors inside her former home.
She was a world-renowned collector of fine china and silver, which is on display today in the ranch house.
As well as many signed pictures on the walls of national and world leaders who knew her. Today, Bowring Ranch State Historic Site preserves the contents of the home and the working Sand Hills Ranch that was the home of Nebraska's first female U.S. Senator. Traveling the countryside in Merriman, Nebraska, I'm Andrew McRae.
We've got the show rolling, and after a quick break, Tony St. James checks in with Agriculture Today. Sooner or later, you'll need to replace your furnace. If that time is now, come see the folks at Country Line Electric, where they carry the Comfort Air line. Why Comfort Air? Well, they feature a 12-year bumper-to-bumper warranty that's the best in the business. Country Line Electric carries a full line of 80 to 95% efficiency residential furnaces, fuel oil furnaces, including units for mobile homes, and they can even provide a list of contractors to install your new Comfort Air furnace. And if you're a contractor, let Country Line Electric be your source for quality Comfort Air products. Country Line Electric, Silver Springs and Batavia.
With Agriculture Today, here's Tony St. James.
Small family farms continue to define the face of U.S. ag in 2024, but their role in land use, production value, and financial risk looked very different beneath the surface. That's according to USDA's America's Farms and Ranches at a Glance 2025 edition. Small family farms, accounting for the vast majority of farm operations yet, produced a relatively small share of total ag output. Small family farms made up 86% of all U.S. farms last year and operated 40% of farmland, but generated just 17% of total production value. In contrast, large-scale family farms representing only 5% of farms, while producing half of the nation's total ag value, operating one-third of all farmland. It's these large operations that dominate production in several major commodities, including dairy, beef, cotton, specialty crops, and grains. Financial vulnerability remained widespread. More than 70% of all farms operated with profit margins below 10%, placing them in a high-risk category. Risk exposure highest among low-sales family farms, while very large family farms showed greater financial resilience despite carrying higher absolute debt levels. Government support, risk management played uneven roles across farm sizes. Small family farms received the largest share of total government payments, while crop insurance indemnities were concentrated among mid-size and large operations. Of course, off-farm income continues to underpin household finances for most family farms. Nitrogen and phosphate markets firming sharply heading into spring, raising cost concerns for producers already facing flat grain prices. That's according to analysis from Josh Linville, Vice President of Fertilizer with StoneX. Now, India has announced another major urea purchase, and that tender is targeting 1.5 million tons for shipment through March 31st. While widely expected, the move is seen as supportive of global prices, could tighten supplies just as North American farmers finalize spring planning. Urea values at the Gulf climbing from a December low near $3.50 per ton as to as high as $4.65, compares with $3.89 a year ago. UAN trading near $3.25 versus the $2.65 last year. Midwest ammonia, $6.95. It was just $6.05 last year. Phosphate markets also firm, and potash remains comparatively stable. So farmers relying on USDA Farm Service Agency loans facing sharply higher borrowing costs as larger loan sizes collide with higher interest rates. New analysis showing both trends have combined to push interest expenses and first-year loan payments to their highest levels in two decades. Between 2005 and 2025, average FSA loan sizes increased across all programs, reflecting higher input cost, rising machinery expenses, and sharply higher farmland values. Guaranteed loans showing the largest growth, more than tripling over the period. It's Agriculture Today.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. That's 800-298-0306.
We're early in the CJ Agribusiness Report. Just ahead, it's Farm Progress America with Max Armstrong.
Targeted violence is premeditated violence and is usually directed at a specific individual, group, or location. Targeted violence is different from impulsive, reactive, or emotional acts of violence. Targeted violence can include school shootings, workplace violence, domestic violence, stalking, and terrorist attacks. Please contact the Wyoming County Threat Assessment Committee confidential tip line at 786-6001 if a classmate, coworker, partner, family member, friend, or neighbor starts demonstrating concerning behaviors. For immediate concerns, please call 911.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. Throughout 2025, animal health concerns were a major issue for both farmers and policymakers at all levels of government. At a recent gathering of the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture, officials urged a robust response to the threats facing our industry. I'll be back with more after this. Jacob Sosby, branch manager of the Nutrien Ag Solutions facility in Santa Rosa, Texas, is an agronomist by training. But when he's talking to growers about the 2026 season, economics is top of mind. I asked him what else is in the Nutrien Ag Solutions toolbox.
The one that's going to stand out the most is Nutrien Finance. Any opportunity that we have to go in and have 0% financing from some of these third-party solutions is a really unique tool that our growers have with us at Nutrien, and that seems to be the one that most of our growers are chasing right now.
Now, if we've got folks who want to learn more about the different offerings from Nutrien Ag Solutions, where would you send them?
I would encourage them to find their local branch. I'm a people person. Go walk in the front door, shake a hand, but I understand that sometimes that's not so feasible, so I would say do the easy thing, hop on the internet, look at our website, but start making some phone calls and see why Nutrien is such a great business to work with. It's because of the people.
Jacob Sosby, branch manager with Nutrien Ag Solutions in Santa Rosa, Texas. Thank you so much for taking the time to fill us in on agriculture in your neck of the woods. We appreciate the discussion.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And folks, if you want to visit that website, NutrienAgSolutions.com.
State agriculture officials from around the country gathered for the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture, or NASDA's, Winter Policy Conference this month, and the group approved an amended policy calling for a comprehensive national plan to combat foreign animal disease threats. The move comes as concerns about highly pathogenic avian influenza, New World screwworm, and African swine fever continue to mount throughout the livestock sector. NASDA's updated policy specifically supports the development and maintenance of a robust, integrated national action plan for the detection, surveillance, response, and containment of a foreign animal disease. The policy emphasizes that these plans must be developed by USDA in close coordination with state ag departments, who serve as the primary responders when these disease threats emerge in the countryside. NASDA CEO Ted McKinney acknowledged recent federal efforts but stressed the need for ongoing collaboration. He said, quote, "Going forward, continued swift collective action across all levels of government is necessary for these response plans to remain effective and consistent." The amended policy calls for USDA to establish standing action plans that could include development of vaccinations and treatments, but must be accompanied by enhanced biosecurity measures and surveillance systems. The policy amendment specifically names highly pathogenic avian influenza, New World screwworm, and African swine fever as priority threats. State departments of agriculture regulate and oversee animal health programs within their borders, making them essential partners in any national disease prevention strategy. Those leaders say this push for unified action reflects the growing recognition that animal disease threats don't respect jurisdictional boundaries, and that keeping agriculture safe will require all hands on deck. I'll be back with more after this.
For over 30 years, Eric C. Rains and Sons has sold and serviced a variety of water pumps in our community, including jet pumps, submersible pumps, well pumps, sump pumps, bladder tanks, and more by top brands like Gould, Red Jacket, and Liberty. They also offer free delivery within 30 miles of Alexander. Call Eric C. Rains and Sons, 591-3056.
With international trade and animal movement continuing to present biosecurity challenges to livestock farmers in the United States, state officials are calling for proactive measures rather than reactive responses to the growing list of animal disease threats. NASDA has committed to working with federal agencies and industry stakeholders to foster approaches to animal health protection. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Today's favorites and the legends follow today's Farm Show. But now, covering the important stories for farmers in the Northeast, Tom and Tim are standing by with the Ag RadioNet Farm News after these messages.
Farming and maintaining your property are year-round jobs made easier with a dependable, easy-to-maintain tractor and conveniently accessible parts and fluids from J-Love Farm Supply. The snow is in the air, but you're still clearing the lane, feeding the cows, and performing that essential maintenance in the shop. J-Love Farm Supply has all the genuine AGCO parts and certified service expertise you need to keep your operation and homestead running. Stop into our locations in Batavia, North Java, or Yorkshire, or shop online anytime. J-Love Farm Supply, your local family-owned source for genuine AGCO parts and service.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News. I'm Tom Cassidy with Tim Slezarczyk.
The New York Farm Show is coming up in a couple of weeks, February 26th to the 28th, in the New York State Fairgrounds in Syracuse. I want to mark your calendars for the Farm Show. It's the biggest ag technology event in the Northeast since its inception back in 1985. The Farm Show has been an indoor farm event, attracting thousands of farmers and industry professionals. This year, more than 400 exhibitors will discover the latest innovations in farm equipment, tractors, crop protection, seed technology, and more. Whether you're interested in dairy, beef, crop management, or forestry, the event provides tools and insights to improve productivity and efficiency. Admission, just $5 at the door. Those under 18 do attend free. Want to be sure to meet this opportunity to explore cutting-edge ag technology and connect with industry experts. With 6 heated buildings, you can explore spaces filled with newest farming tools, machinery, and services, watch live equipment demonstrations, seeing that latest technology in action, discover innovations in dairy, robotic milking systems, beef handling systems, and more, and learn about latest trends in both dairy and beef production, even looking at opportunities for woodlot management and crop optimization. New York Farm Show also features a fairly robust beef display, presented by New York Beef Producers Association, and forestry seminars, hosting educational seminars on sustainable forestry products. Farm Show, co-owned by the American Agriculturist and the Northeast Equipment Dealers Association. This year's Farm Show at the Syracuse State Fairgrounds, February 26th to the 28th, 8:30 to 4 each day.
Seed Innovation Protection Alliance seed company members invest 15% of sales into new seed innovations for your cereal acres. Check the bag for certified seed or single-use agreement restrictions so you don't step over the line. Or talk to your seed dealer. Plant breeders develop better, stronger genetics for your farm. So let's reinvest together to improve yields and quality. Without your patronage and trust, seed companies wouldn't be able to continually develop new genetics, traits, seed treatments, and other innovations to meet your needs.
Quality feed. Margins.
Productivity.
Even your herd knows what's important to you. All dairy farmers, our top priority at John Deere is keeping your animals healthy and productive. With our technology, you can reduce overlaps, track nutrient content of your forage, and reduce downtime. We have the solutions to help feed and care for your herd. To learn more, talk to your local John Deere dealer today.
Late last week, USDA said they're encouraging producers to prepare for the FBA program through login.gov. Officials say they remain on track to meet the late February rollout for the Farm Business Assistance Program, with payments expected to begin flowing on schedule, with new digital tools being introduced to streamline the process for producers. USDA's Undersecretary Richard Fordyce said the agency's timeline for administering the Farm Business Assistance Program remains solid. Said they got most of the procedural things done in order to get the payments out by the end of February, and the timeline looks good. As part of the rollout, USDA plans to administer the program through login.gov, federal portal already used by multiple agencies. Fordyce said the system would allow producers to access, review, and sign required Farm Business Assistance Program forms electronically. Once the forms are available, farmers will be able to complete the process directly through the platform. Fordyce encouraged producers to set up their accounts ahead of time in order to avoid delays once those forms are released. Fordyce acknowledged that producers might need assistance with the sign-up process, saying local Farm Service Agency offices will remain a key point of support for producers who encounter any challenges with the new system. Farm Service Agency staff are prepared to assist farmers through the account setup process, he said, and they'll help ensure access doesn't become a barrier to participation. He added USDA views the FBA program as an early test case for broader use of login.gov in future farm programs as the department looks to modernize delivery systems while maintaining their local office support. You can go to farmers.gov and look for account ? Is the tab to access your login.gov platform.
And now another episode of One Soil to Live.
I just can't let you keep treating it like dirt, Claude.
Oh, you know I don't mean to, Samantha. It's just I...
It's just what? You don't know it's alive?
Well,
it is alive. And if you want to get the most out of it, you'll follow these four principles to keep it healthy and functioning.
All right, Samantha. I'm listening.
First, keep it covered and keep living roots in it throughout the year with diverse plants and rotations. And finally, disturb it as little as possible.
And if I do as you say, Samantha?
If you do, Claude, I have a feeling it'll be the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
There's an amazing amount of life in healthy soil. More importantly, that life can help make our nation's farms more productive, profitable, and resilient. Contact your local USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service office today and learn more about the basics and benefits of soil health. This message brought to you by USDA and this radio station.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News, a voice for farmers of the Northeast.
The guys will be back with another report tomorrow. When the CJ Agribusiness Report returns, it's On the Farm with Jeff Ishii.
So there's skim milk, a.k.a. fat-free. There's 1% and 2%. Ever wonder why there isn't a 3%? Well, being a nerdy mom, I do. And you know what? There is one. That's right. It's called whole milk. Whole milk only has 3% milk fat, which, when you think about it, and I do, is not a lot of fat at all. And did you know that no matter what cow's milk you prefer, they all have 8 grams of protein? Of course, it is wonderful. We have so many alternatives, but many nut and plant-based milk substitutes don't meet the nutritional levels naturally contained in dairy. And I'm not big on thickeners, flavorings, or added sugars. Bottom line, cow's milk is still the gold standard when it comes to nutrition. So sure, I'm a nerdy mom, but I love my cows. I mean, kids. I love my kids.
Milk for nerdy moms and just about everyone. Brought to you by Milk for Health on the Niagara Frontier. The guys and gals with the cows.
From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next. Farmers from all around the eastern United States are expected to attend the winter conference of the Virginia No-Till Alliance. The one-day event will be held in Harrisonburg, Virginia, on Wednesday, February the 18th. Known as a farmer-to-farmer conference, the Vantage Conference will offer numerous networking and educational opportunities. More information is available at virginianotill.com. That's virginianotill.com.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Rod Bain has this report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Takeaways from USDA's February crop reports by Chief Economist Justin Benavides, starting with sugarcane production.
This is the highest domestic production since 2020, and that's going to be on quite a bit of increase in the cane production, both in Florida and Louisiana.
Turning to global supply and demand estimates, the main focus was on Brazilian soybean production forecast.
They're in the north, they're moving into the heart of their production calendar, and then as we go south a little bit later, a little bit of dryness there in the south, and despite some of that dryness, even despite that, this is projected to be record acres, record yield, and record production.
With markets reacting favorably to the news shortly after its release, according to the chief economist. Also,
despite having fewer cows in the herd, the forecast in WASDE is for an increase in beef production. You can start thinking about this as potentially a signal that some folks are beginning to think about a potential retaining move.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
You are listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Farm Credit, it's not just for farmers. If you're wanting to buy, build, remodel, or refinance that home in the country, Farm Credit can help. We've been serving the needs of rural America for over 100 years. Our competitive rates and streamlined approval process make owning that country home so easy. Find us at farmcreditofvirginias.com or give us a call today at 800-919-FARM. Farm Credit is an equal housing, equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 456965.
Today's Pearl of Wisdom is made possible by the Virginia No-Till Alliance. Information about the upcoming winter conference is found at virginianotill.com. Today we send out a big old salute to two of our affiliated radio stations, the first being in Randolph, Vermont, WCVR AM 1320, and the second station in Elberton, Georgia, WSGC FM 105.3. Big old salute to all of our listeners in Vermont and Georgia. Our Pearl of Wisdom today says, you don't have to win every argument. Agree to disagree. That's your Pearl of Wisdom. You're on the farm and I'm Ish.
Empire Livestock Market in Pavilion held a sale yesterday. Let's get an update of results.
Good morning, CJ Country. Here's your Empire Livestock Market report for February 12th. We had 139 cows, 94 calves, 4 Holstein feeders, 8 Holstein fats, and 1 bull. The Bob calves were 50 cents to $1.50. Grow calves over 96 pounds were $3 to $13.80. Grow calves 80 pounds to 94 pounds were $7 to $14.70. Beef cross heifer calves were $12.50 to $18.45. Beef cross bull calves were $9 to $17. The good cows today were $1.42 to $1.76 for a 2,000-pound cow, $1.76. Lean cows were 40 cents to $1.41. The Holstein feeders were $1.58 to $1.80. The Holstein fats were $1.60 to $2.11, and the bull was $2.10. Our auctions at Empire Livestock are every Monday and Thursday at 12:30. This is Tony Perry. Thank you, and have a great day.
You are listening to the CJ Agribusiness Report. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is making news again. Let's get an update.
When it comes to USDA Rural Development's line of guaranteed loans, grants, and other resources for rural infrastructure projects, well, RD's Acting Chief Information Officer Jim Barham says there are questions from consumers, such as,
what have you done for me lately? What is RD doing in my community?
And regarding specific products like rural development commercial guaranteed loans.
A lot of customers have said, we want to know the health of your portfolio. Are you making risky loans? Are you making sound loans? What kind of impact is it having in these communities?
That is where recent efforts to improve data transparency and answer those questions come in. First, there is RD's Rural Data Gateway.
The intent of the Rural Data Gateway was to be basically like a one-stop shop for all of rural development's data that allows the customer to dig into all of our rural development investment data. They can do that whether they're interested in county level or the state, congressional district, basically be able to see where all of our investment data is across the country.
The latest build-out of the Rural Data Gateway was recently announced.
The Lender Lens is providing a perspective to our customers of the lenders we work with. What we've made available to the public is our commercial guaranteed loan portfolio.
Barham says, put another way, a look at the lenders RD works with in these specific loan products.
One of the products that we offer are these things called guaranteed loans. And within our commercial portfolio, we have business guaranteed loans, as well as also these community facility loans for like essential facilities. Whether you're looking to fund a fire station or a school or a hospital, all those things we have these guaranteed loans for, as well as for our water systems. So whether it's, say, drinking water or wastewater, we have these guaranteed loans.
So as an example,
a community, whether it's a local bank or maybe it's just a small business owner, if he's looking to finance his business and he goes to his local bank, he knows that there is an opportunity to also work with USDA to help back that loan, help lower that risk for that local bank so we can actually have success and he can build his business.
The Lender Lens and Rural Data Gateway are located online at www.rd.usda.gov. Go to the About RD tab on the homepage, then click the link to Rural Data Gateway. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
We're going to take a quick break. Then it's back with Bill Baker and Dairy Radio Now on the CJ Agribusiness Report.
For four generations, more residents have relied on Ed Hume Incorporated for all their building and renovating needs, whether it's construction, site development, home improvement, blacktop, ponds, or other projects. Their team is up for any challenge in front of them. Ed Hume Construction has two gravel pits in Wyoming County loaded with screened and crushed gravel, topsoil, scalpings, millings, stone products, and more.
There isn't a job too big to handle. Call 786-5880 to see what else Ed Hume can do for you. Or stop in 17 East Buffalo Street in Warsaw.
It's time now for Inside Dairy, powered by Farm and Ranch Media. Your fresh take on all things dairy. Now, here's your host, Susan Littlefield.
Welcome to Inside Dairy, and it's Dairy Market Friday. Naomi Bloom joins us today with Total Farm Marketing as we talk about the Class 3 milk doing a huge rally earlier in the month and what it means even with the pullback we've seen this week.
Oh, absolutely. Very welcome news. So, you know, since the end of January, so very specifically January 22nd, January 23rd, we've seen the Class 3 milk futures market rally over $2.50. So just a tremendous rally in spite of still the reality that we have very ample milk production in the country. So it's kind of interesting, you know, keep in mind when the market has all of this negative news coming at it and then it finally just doesn't trade lower, then it's like all of that bearish news is priced in. So the market was just waiting for a little piece of friendly news to start some short covering or buying back. And it found it over the past couple weeks from some of our butter prices, cheese prices, and powder prices. So that's been the catalyst. But I think what's really stealing the show and what the marketplace has been honing in on was, like, for example, last week, spot butter just on Thursday last week, jumping nearly 11 cents. And butter was up, I'm sorry, powder was up to like a new high, you know, gaining over 6 cents. Spot cheese prices had really rallied stronger.
When we come back, Naomi Bloom will continue to join us as we'll talk about the global dairy trade with a report coming out next week and what we might see in those numbers. Stick around. You're listening to Inside Dairy.
Download the Farm and Ranch Media mobile app today. Stay up to date with markets, ag weather, the latest news affecting agriculture, and much more. You can also listen back to past episodes of our farm programming from the American Ag Network, Agriculture of America, and Market Talk, along with podcasts such as American Ag Today, Cattle Chatter, Farm Unfiltered, Inside Dairy, and so much more. Search for Farm and Ranch Media in your Apple App Store or Google Play Store and download it for free today.
I greatly appreciate them coming and their time, what they've done, and I hope they can still keep on doing it for other people down the road.
Since 2006, Farm Rescue has helped to bridge the gap of crisis for farm and ranch families throughout the region. Through your generosity, we're able to provide free planting, haying, harvest, and livestock feeding assistance when unexpected injury, illness, or natural disaster strikes. Please help us continue our mission with a tax-deductible gift at farmrescue.org/donate today.
Welcome back to Inside Dairy as the conversation continues with Naomi Bloom with Total Farm Marketing on this Dairy Market Friday.
Demand for dairy, demand for proteins in general, demand for wholesome food from the standpoint of real food just continues to reach the consumer, and the dairy market is part of that. The other part of this, too, we had the global dairy trade auction, the most recent one from last week. We had the GDP price index improving 6.7% from the previous auction. So there were, like, in the beginning part of 2026, we had lower auctions, but now the last three that we've had has been higher, and so it's global dairy trade cheese jumping 8 cents to $2.16 a pound, and then global dairy trade butter starting to rally as well. Now, the next event for the global dairy trade coming up next week on February 17th, the next milk production report that we have is going to be coming up next Friday on the 20th.
Do we expect any surprises in these reports?
Well, I feel like from the global dairy trade auction standpoint, I think that just based on some of these preliminary things that we're seeing, especially the demand for spot prices here recently, we're going to see just more supportive news of export demand out there. So I'm looking for positive traction there. But on the milk production side, you know, nothing really has changed over the past month or so as far as we're not seeing, you know, a dramatic number of culling happening or anything like that. And with weather overall, you know, we had that cold snap, but weather overall being decent for winter, I think you're going to still see, in general, higher milk production values.
Naomi Bloom joining us on Inside Dairy.
News and information for the men and women that produce the food that feeds America. Up next, it's today's Farm to Fork Report with Daryl Anderson. In just a moment.
Supreme International is bringing its legendary know-how to an all-new standard lineup of TMR mixers, except there's nothing standard about it. With the Precision Ag Series, every model is purpose-built for how you feed. From once-a-day mixing to commercial operations and everything in between, there's a Precision Series TMR mixer to fit. Maximize your uptime, consistency, and efficiency with the reliable performance Supreme is known for. Talk to your local Supreme dealer today.
Introducing the new Massey Ferguson 1M Series Compact Tractor. Built for long work days and demanding jobs, it combines rugged durability with unbeatable comfort. Experience a deluxe cab, air-suspended seats, and advanced lighting that will keep you going longer. From snow removal to landscaping, the 1M Series powers through any task with ease. Learn more at MasseyFerguson.com or visit Kelly's Garage in Perry.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture's annual demographic report on rural America, today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
If you want your mind and body to be up to the task of running the farm, pay attention to what you eat. A proper diet goes a long way in helping to promote your physical and mental health. And it's not just what you eat, but also how much you eat. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. What kind of shape is rural America in? Each year, the USDA updates an annual report called Rural America at a Glance. Tracy Farragan is a research economist at USDA who helped put the 2025 report together.
This year's edition includes analyses of population change, employment, income, and poverty. And those are pretty traditional topic areas that we cover usually in the report, but we often take a little bit different of an angle on each of those topics depending on what is of interest or important in the moment.
Farragan says healthcare and social assistance is the largest employment sector in rural America, followed closely by manufacturing.
We've had growth in income that has continued in rural areas. It's moderate growth, so it's not like it's growing excessively in any way, but it's positive in the sense that we continue to see growth in median income in rural America.
And with that modest income growth, says Farragan,
we have a rural poverty rate of 13.7%, and this was one of the lowest rural poverty rates over the last 25 years. To put that in a greater perspective, the last time the poverty rate was close to this level was in 2019, right before the pandemic.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Chainsaws, trimmers, blowers, Pike Hardware carries the steel products you trust, plus expert certified service. Pike Hardware, power you can count on.
A check of the forecast is coming up next. Then Tony St. James brings us information on the American Cattle Report and market close prices.
Western New York weather.
For today, scattered snow showers before 7 a.m., partly sunny with a high near 30. Tonight, snow showers mainly after 9 p.m., low around 21. Saturday, a slight chance of snow showers before 1 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 32. Currently at the Genesee County Airport, it is 15 degrees.
American Cattle News. Today, we'll look at a couple of things working in favor of beef producers. More after this.
Meet Blue. Blue's not feeling well. The prescription? Generic medication. Blue wonders, do they really work as well as name brands?
Yes, generics and name brand medications do work the same. Even though they may look different, generics have the same key ingredients. FDA approval is equally rigorous for generics to make sure they're as safe and effective as name brands. And Blue even saves some green, making him a little less, well, blue. Talk to your doctor about generics and visit fda.gov/generic drugs.
Colin Woodall, CEO, National Cattlemen's Beef Association.
You know, we have to kind of go back a year. And a year ago, we were still dealing with the proposal that we saw from the Biden administration that took meat off the center of the plate and replaced it with beans, peas, and lentils. And we just weren't happy with that. And we had to fight and fight hard to be able to present the science to Secretary Kennedy and his team. And you know what? Secretary Kennedy and his team took that science. They looked at beef, and as a result, we have the new dietary guidelines for America. We have that inverted pyramid that has beef at the top. And, you know, he went so far as to even talk about how beef tallow is a great fat to cook with as well. So a huge win for us as cattle producers.
And then there's the one big, beautiful bill.
Oh, that one big, beautiful bill was absolutely a highlight of 2025. You know, one of the problems with federal tax legislation that we have seen for years is once we pass tax relief, it's only good for 8 to 10 years. Now, under the one big, beautiful bill, we have permanent relief. And so when you look at the death tax, for example, the estate tax, and being able to plan for the future, instead of having to worry about redoing that plan in another decade, you can make decisions now and feel certain that with that $15 million exemption, $30 million per couple, maintaining the step-up in basis and increasing that over time as inflation goes, that is some tremendous certainty to help folks understand just what they need to do to protect their operations and pass them on to the next generation.
And this is American Cattle News.
Burt's Lumber is hiring. Burt's is looking for a qualified person to join their team. You must be skilled in customer service. Retail sales experience in the lumber business is a plus. You will have various job requirements. Physical labor is also involved. Saturday and Sunday hours are required. Starting pay will range between $17 and $20 an hour, depending upon experience. The position includes paid vacation and paid holidays. Apply in person to complete an application. Burt's Lumber in Perry is an equal opportunity employer.
When it comes to taking care of your land, you need equipment built to last. That's why so many property owners across Western New York and around the United States trust Woodmax, proudly based right here in Akron, New York. For more than 15 years, Woodmax has designed and built premium tractor and skid steer attachments that turn hard jobs into manageable work. Whether it's clearing lake effect snow in the winter, mowing pastures in the summer, or tackling spring and fall cleanup with a wood chipper, Woodmax has the attachment for your property's needs. Each Woodmax product is engineered with durability in mind, backed by warranty protection, and supported locally by the Back 40 Group team, a proud veteran-founded company who recognizes and salutes the brave men and women of our armed forces. They take pride in ensuring every customer's expectations are met even long after the sale. Visit Woodmax.com or stop by 42 Jackson Street in Akron and discover why thousands of landowners nationwide rely on trust in their products to get the job done with ease.
Here's a look at how your markets closed on Thursday. Corn futures higher with March up 3.75 at 4.31 1/4. May gained 5 1/4 to 4.41 3/4. December closed at 4.64, up 4.5. In the March beans, they gained 13 1/4 to 11.37 1/4. May at 11.52 1/4, that's up 12 3/4. And November up 5 3/4 at 11.16 1/4. Chicago March wheat up 15 1/4 to 5.52 1/2. May gained 13 1/4 to 5.58 1/2. Minneapolis spring wheat was up 7 1/4 on the March contract at 5.77 1/2. May gained 7 3/4 to 5.89 3/4. March hard red winter was up 15 1/2 at 5.54, while May was up 14 1/4 to 5.66. Cotton futures finished strong on the day, up 30 points on the March contract at 62.29. May up 29 to 64.33, and July was up 29 at 65.98. Back in Chicago, February live cattle up 15, 242.50. April dropped 32.5 to 240.65, and June finished at 236.25, down 32.5. The March feeders were up off 172.5 to 365.72.5. April was down 97.5 at 363.62.5. May finished at 359.90, down 52.5. The Apriline hogs off 202.5 at 91.82.5. May was down 197.5 to 96.05. June lost 192.5, ending at 105.55. In the class 3 milk, February down 6 cents at 15.06. March was up 13 to 16.45. Crude oil ended the day off $1.79 at $62.84 a barrel. On Wall Street, the Dow down 669 to 49.451. The Nasdaq was off 469 to 22.597. The S&P lost 108 to 68.32.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Thanks for listening to the CJ Country Agribusiness Report. Catch it every Monday through Saturday starting at 5 a.m. And stand by for Western New York's Morning Show next on CJ Country.